listening to the Armed American Radio Network, brought to you every week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. And now, your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio, another week. And we're back. Welcome to the broadcast, Tucson. You are on the Armed American Radio Network this week. Welcome to the family. Your prescription has been filled. You're in the house. Welcome to Armed American Radio. Let's jump right in and go to work, shall we? We're talking about your right to keep and bear arms, a right that isn't open for debate on the show. I'm your host, Mark Walters, the Ordinary Guy columnist with Concealed Carry Magazine, the flagship publication of the USCCA, that stands for United States Concealed Carry Association. You can find out more about the USCCA by visiting usconcealedcarry.com. My producer is Sean Young. We're pleased to have you with us from all four corners of the United States. This program promises to be another one filled with useful information for longtime gun owners, new gun owners, concealed carry permit holders, and or anyone else who may be considering the firearm for a means of personal defense. I will be discussing tonight defensive training with my guest, Tiger McKee, for the first hour of Shoot Right Academy in Langston, Alabama. You may have seen Tiger on Personal Defense TV working with Tom Gresham. What a reputation he has, and I spent a full day with Tiger this week on Thursday taking some defensive handgun and some defensive carbine AR-15, and we're going to get with Tiger McKee here in just a few minutes. There's a couple things I'd like to do before that. As usual, go over a couple emails with everybody and talk about some things that are coming in here. You know, this broadcast is growing like an absolute weed across the country, and because it's growing like a weed, now, you know, first off, let's do this. Let's tell everybody where you can get in and talk to us tonight first. We'll do that later. Reach out to us on the air live at 877-956-9566, 877-956-9566. You can also feel free to email me on the air live at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And we'll read your email live on the air when it comes in. Keep it on topic, please. I beg you to keep it on topic. It's very important. We have such limited time, even with an extra hour on the broadcast, that when we find ourselves going a little bit off topic, sometimes we have to sift through them. The last 3 weeks, we've been slammed with phone calls and emails, and that's a beautiful thing. Keep them coming in. We'll get to as many as we can. Also, we're tweeting, baby. You can catch us at twitter.com/AARMark. And we'll do the same thing. We will get you read live on the air. With any questions or comments, complaints, bring them on. We're more than happy to talk with you about them. Okay, I got an email here I'd like to go over with you tonight. Dear Mark, I first want to say that I am a huge fan of your program. Keep up the great work. I'm a member of the USCCA, the NRA, and a U.S. Army veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. Congratulations, my friend. Thank you for that service. I'm wondering what was your thought about the Ruger LCP. I currently carry one in a crossbreed mini tuck. I wanted to know if you think that I am shortchanging myself as far as caliber. I know that you guys always say bigger is better, the Glocks, 1911s, etc. The LCP is what fell into my current price range. I am lucky enough to have a good job, but I am also raising a family and trying to pay off loans from when I didn't have a good steady income. Do you think it is inadequate for the safety of myself and my family relying on this little pocket pistol? P.S. Also, ammo has been a problem, but luckily, lately, my local resource is pretty well stocked now. The only problem is affording it. Laughing out loud. Thank you for your time, sir. That comes from David Foland. David Foland. David, thanks for that email, and I'll try to answer that for just a second. And it's interesting. I think I'm going to hang on to that answer until I bring Mr. Tiger McKee in with us, because I was, in fact, watching an episode of Personal Defense TV today, and he was shooting one with Mr. Gresham defensively, and he has a lot to say about that. So we'll let Tiger answer that question in a couple of seconds. We also had a couple comments come in on the Armed American Radio website, and some of the things that were coming in on there were very, very interesting. You would be welcome addition to Rush, Glenn Beck, Bob Lonsberry, who is a local pro-gun, pro-carry radio host, who also has a show in Salt Lake City, to WHAM 1180, our 50,000-watt blowtorch station in Rochester, New York. We need you in upstate New York to counter some of our wonderful politicians like Senator Chucky, I love a camera, Schumer, Representative Louise, I won't talk to my voters, Slaughter. tell us how you really feel. Please follow up. Thanks. That's from Joe. Joe, we appreciate the comment. I can assure you that the syndicators are working to get us in just about every city we can get in, and we are growing like a weed. We will be making some future announcements. Here's one from Jared. We in Indiana enjoy some of the most gun-friendly laws in the U.S. However, this is a right that many Indiana residents take for granted and don't realize that these rights are not the same everywhere else in the country. So the people of this state are not really aware that their rights are in grave danger from the Obama administration. Are there any plans to bring the show to central Indiana, Indianapolis specifically, to alleviate the political complacency that exists here? We need to get these people fired up for the good of their fellow Americans in other states, especially next door in Illinois where I grew up. And the answer to that is yes, of course. We are working on that. There is interest in the broadcast in Indianapolis as well as Minneapolis and St. Paul. We have some interest in Michigan, in the Detroit area, and we are working on that. So bear with us. You can certainly help us out by picking up the phone and calling your local station, asking for your PD, your program director, and ask them to carry the broadcast politely. It makes a difference. We know that for a fact. Ask the folks in Tucson who are picking us up for the first time. So thank you very much for that. Now, I got one here from Chris that I would like to address. Chris says, and excuse me for that, okay, I like so much about the show, I hate to criticize, but the choice of filters, hey man, nice shot for segue music, might not be the best choice. The subject of the song is the live broadcast suicide of Bud Dwyer. Not sure if you knew that. I did not know that. And I have mentioned that to my producer, Sean, and we will be pulling that out of the queue. We were unable to do that on short notice this week. It is all computer controlled, but we will be doing that for next week's broadcast. Thanks for giving us that update. That's not what Armed American Radio is all about. So, thank you for your letters and your comments. Keep them coming. Get involved on the program tonight, 877-956-9566, 877-956-9566, if you'd like to talk to Tiger McKee, and mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. I would like, Twitter, let's not forget tweeting, twitter.com/AARmark. I would like to introduce my guest for the hour, Tiger McKee, who I had an opportunity to spend a very fun day on Thursday of this past week with. Tiger, welcome to Armed American Radio for the first time. I really appreciate you coming on and taking the time tonight.
How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great. I'd be doing a lot better if I spent another day with you out at that beautiful range on that gorgeous 60 acres you have out there in Langston, Alabama.
Yeah, it was a nice day when you came out, wasn't it?
Boy, the weather couldn't have been better. The drive was beautiful. The leaves are changing, and we got to spend a lot of time teaching me what little I thought, you know, what little I actually know about my handgun and especially the AR. I had an absolutely fantastic time with you out there and learned a significant amount. Tiger, you know, I was watching an episode of Personal Defense TV, and we had that letter come in today about the Ruger LCP. And
right,
because you were actually carrying the Ruger LCP and you and Tom Gresham were working with that weapon today, it has some unique angles different than what you and I went over. So let's tell, you know, I want to turn that over to you and ask you about some of his questions about that weapon. What do you think, and what can you tell him?
There's a couple of things we need to think about. One is that bigger bullets are always better. They do a lot better job of stopping the threat. There's no doubt about that. But there's also times that carrying a larger pistol is just not feasible. So it sort of boils down to the fact that you either have to dress to conceal for what you're carrying, or you're going to carry what your dress dictates. So you've got one or two options. The smaller pistols used to be sneered at a lot, but today they've sort of gained a completely different reputation because they've got reliable pistols out there that are functioning great, and there's been major improvements in the smaller caliber ammo lately. So it's not a bad pistol for self-defense. It wouldn't be my first choice if I had some other options, but I definitely wouldn't hesitate to carry it.
You know, I have to go to what Masad Ayoub has said, not only on this broadcast, but in print and in a number of his publications, that I sure would rather bring that than, in fact, Tom said on Personal Defense TV today on the episode that I saw, which I guess is season 4, right?
I believe so, yes, sir.
Okay, great. What he said and is echoing what Masad Ayoub said, and that is, boy, it sure is better to bring that to the fight than the big 45 that you left in your safe.
Oh, yeah.
Now, and I use the general rule, I don't want to get shot with that 380. So.
Yeah, definitely. And like I said, with the composite materials and the manufacturing techniques and the advances in ammunition, they're pretty good pistols to tote with you.
They certainly are. Tiger, stick around. We'll get into a little bit more detail with the listener right after these messages. You are on the Armed American Radio Network, and we will be right back.
Going into battle, you would want all the ammunition for your gun you could get. But presently, ammunition and reloading supplies are in shortage. Now think about this. If you have no food, all the guns and ammunition will be useless against the population-controlled breadlines. In the present battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your most important and only true ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it, now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Will you buy it without proper identification? Will it make your children sick? Quarantine? Will you feed yourself or go to the gathering center for immunization? All of these problems disappear if you have a good supply of storable food. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. Storable food puts you in control. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Hi, my name is Shirley Van Heest. I'm from Michigan, and I've been using Andy Willoughby's 3-step plan for about 9 months. When I was introduced to the 3-step plan, I saw the value of it, and I saw the potential in it. It offers an opportunity to provide some security that you can be in charge of. So many things are out of our control in today's economy, and if we can set ourselves up in business, and we can secure our own future, then I guess we don't have to worry too much. We will get through whatever difficulties may lie ahead. I have never seen anything that has worked so wonderfully. I have seen the potential in it, and now it's becoming realization. And I have really seen great results. I'm feeling very positive about the future and very positive about the growth of my own particular business.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For more information, go to 3stepplan.com or call 888-366-5258. 888-366-5258.
The firearm is simply a tool used to accomplish a task. Ultimately, we fight with our minds. Fighting is 10% physical, 90% mental. Does that sound familiar, Tiger?
Yes, sir.
I think you wrote that in your book, The Book of Two Guns. We're going to talk about that for a second. I want to wrap up that Ruger LCP because that the questions from Chris. I'd like to wrap that up with, you've got a great gun, Chris, one that will do you the trick. Okay, money's tight all the way around, right? Believe me, we all know that. And what you've got is a good quality piece of hardware and a good tool, right, Tiger?
Yes, sir. And the thing to remember is the key is practice. Regardless of what you carry, how you carry it, or for whatever the reasons, you've got to take that stuff and actually practice and work with it so that you know how it works, how to use it. And if it comes down to defending your life, you've got the skills that you need to be able to successfully do that.
And the dynamics of that little weapon are going to change a little bit from some of the bigger guns. The sight radius, obviously, is smaller. I saw you and Tom today talking about you're going to use that gun really to get out of a situation as quickly as possible rather than stay and fight. Get away, get back. You were backing up towards the vehicle and immediately backing up towards cover. And let's kind of use that to move forward to what we did this week. I want to let the listener know that we had a great time. I had the opportunity to head out to that beautiful area in Langston and spend the day with you on the defensive pistol. And, you know, I made some comments to some friends of mine about how much fun it was and how I realized how little I really knew. And I've taken some advanced pistol courses in the past. And what's important, I think, are some of the techniques that you teach relative. Let's go over what we did together.
Okay.
When I first got there, let's start from the beginning. When I first got there, obviously, we started with the proper draw. Let's go into the four steps that you utilize.
What we want to do is get the pistol out of the holster and into our hands and ready to fight with as efficiently as possible, which means clean movement, no wasted movement or anything like that, which is going to cost us extra time. So we break it down into a four-step draw. On step one, what you want to do is get a proper firing grip on the pistol while it's in the holster, and you slap the support hand to the center of your body. And we're bringing that support hand to the center of the body for several reasons. One, it's going to put it where it needs to be to complete a two-handed grip on the pistol. Also, with it tucked in there tight, if I was having to shoot from a retention position, I don't run the risk of maybe injuring myself. And with it centered in the body there, if I need to, I can throw out a strike or push or shove somebody away from me as quickly as possible.
Now, after that pistol is cleared and you're in a ready position, on the up command, of course, we started doing some drills at the paper targets. Now, like everybody else, I'm a range guy. Okay, I'm a range dog. Most of my time, as I think most of our listeners' time, is spent at the range because that's what time and finances allow for most people. But what is it differently that you teach?
Well, what we're doing is teaching you to actually fight with the pistol. And you can call it personal protection or self-defense, whatever you want to call it. But what it boils down to, if you need to use that weapon, you're defending your life or the life of your family or something like that. So we're focusing on the actual skills that you need to fight effectively with that weapon, which is a world apart from just shooting cardboard targets.
Yeah, it's a whole different ball game than standing in front of that paper plate at, you know, 15 feet. And I guess I should say that we were actually at a distance of, what, 8 to 10 feet?
Yeah, we were working anywhere, you know, from 2 to 4 yards in that distance, which is where most fights are going to take place, or that's where they're going to start at least.
And hopefully finish. And, of course, you know, we finished up the pistol with backing up to get away from the situation as we were yelling the commands, which is part of the technique that you teach as well. And what was fun about it was when you began calling the up command and explaining to me where to place the shots. Can you tell the listener where that's important? Now, I've gotten conflicting information on that, as I mentioned to you. Now, we're shooting at what?
There's three zones of the body that we shoot to stop the threat. And when we're doing that, we're trying to stop the threat as efficiently as possible. So the three zones we're going to engage are the center mass of the upper body, the pelvic area, and then it may be necessary to make a headshot to basically take out the computer that's operating the body. So on the center of the body, what we want to do is go from the waist down to the up to the shoulders, draw an X through that, shoot at that. That's the largest part of the target or threat that gives us a good possibility of inflicting the damage necessary to stop the threat. The problem is that we know from countless documentation, people get shot there all the time. The heart's not functioning anymore, but the body and brain continue to fight. So if we put shots into the center of the body, we need to do something else if that's not working. My big alternative option is to go to the pelvic area, and what you would do there is go from the crotch to the belt, draw an X through that, and aim for the center of that area.
Now, it's interesting because the way you phrased that when we were actually standing on the range deck was the center of mass. Most people, when they hear center of mass, of course, they read this in the training manuals. But the center of mass is the center of the mass that you're shooting at that particular moment. So like you said, you put the X through the center of mass of the body, or you do the same thing in the head. And now we're talking about the ocular cavities.
Yes, sir.
As effective areas to take out an opponent. And you know, you don't get that kind of training on a range. You know, you might be real good putting that 9mm round around a quarter at 15 feet. But boy, I'll tell you what, when you're hearing you barking in the background and you're trying to maintain the proper grip, the proper stance, you're backing up or you're shifting right left as you teach, it adds a whole new dimension to pistol craft. In fact, you've got another quote in your book here, The Book of Two Guns. Pistol craft is a fighting art. The modern technique of the pistol is the evolution of combative art. So you actually teach pistol craft and gunfighting as a martial art, right?
That's the way I've always approached it, is that it's a martial art used for self-defense. The beauty of using firearms for self-defense versus your traditional martial arts is in martial arts, you've got to be close in order to defend yourself against your attacker. Firearms allow us to extend that distance so we can still fight and be aggressive in stopping the threat and at the same time creating distance, putting a cover object between us and the threat and those type things.
Yeah, and one of the most important things that I took away from the time that I had with you was my trigger control. And the function of the trigger, and I want to let the listener know that I was actually shooting a Smith & Wesson M&P full-size 9mm. Now, we've got 30 seconds before we go to a break. So what I'll do is I'll kind of leave that for the next segment when we come back, Tiger, because that was very important. And, you know, don't, like I said, I got broad shoulders here. Don't be afraid to tell me where I went wrong.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about that in detail because that's one of the fundamentals that is extremely important.
It is, and I walked away from that with you having a completely new mindset on handling my firearm. So stick around. We'll be right back on the Armed American Radio Network with Tiger McKee from Shoot Right Academy right after these messages.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
The credit card companies have received government bailouts, and you're still struggling to make ends meet. If you are behind on your credit card payments, call for powerful, free information and consultation from Financial Freedom of America. The facts are, Financial Freedom of America can show you how to cut your credit card debt in half, and the credit card companies are willing to negotiate for less than what you owe. So now is the time to act. If you need a partner to work on your behalf, call now to get maximum savings off your debts. Financial Freedom of America settled over $27 million in credit card debt last year alone. They can do the same for you. It all starts with a free 10-minute personal and confidential consultation. There is no cost or obligation to find out about this life-changing program. Individual results may vary, not available in all states. So call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191. If you need a personal bailout, call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191.
Hi, my name is Shirley Van Heest. I'm from Michigan, and I've been using Andy Willoughby's three-step plan for about 9 months. When I was introduced to the three-step plan, I saw the value of it, and I saw the potential in it. It offers an opportunity to provide some security that you can be in charge of. So many things are out of our control in today's economy, and if we can set ourselves up in business, and we can secure our own future, then I guess we don't have to worry too much. We will get through whatever difficulties may lie ahead. I have never seen anything that has worked so wonderfully. I have seen the potential in it, and now it's becoming realization. And I have really seen great results. I'm feeling very positive about the future and very positive about the growth of my own particular business.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For more information, go to 3stepplan.com or call 888-366-5258. 888-366-5258.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Welcome back, my friend, to Armed American Radio. You should never train to do things fast. Complicated sequences of actions should always be performed as precisely as possible. Precision in action leads to speed because there is no excess, unnecessary action. Speed is the absence of excess. And I want to couple that with a quote from Clint Smith, always win, always cheat. And Tiger, this one here, fast is fine, but accuracy is final. And that's from Wyatt Earp. And these are excerpts from your book because all of those kind of tie together. And this ties into the trigger press that we were talking about. Before we get into that, we're getting some emails and some tweets in here. And we'll get to the tweet from Gene in Texas, in Frisco, Texas, in just a moment. But feel free to join us at 877-956-9566 with Tiger McKee from Shoot Right Firearms Academy. Hit us at mark@armedamericanradio.org or on the tweet if you're tweeting at twitter.com/AARmark. Tiger.
Yes, sir.
The speed that we just talked about from the quotes, or I should say that we will talk about from the excerpts from your book, it all goes down to trigger control in that press, doesn't it?
Yeah. The four fundamentals of marksmanship are aim, hold, press, and then follow through. We've got to aim, get the sight picture we need for the shot that we're attempting. We've got to hold that sight picture steady while we smoothly press that trigger. And our job is to actually get the pistol pointed in the right direction, which the best way to do that is to use the sights, and then get a smooth press on that trigger so that we're going to get an accurate shot without anticipation of the recoil or anything like that.
Let's talk about the problem that I had, and that is I've been accused of talking too fast. I talk too fast. I like to do things fast. You know, my mind's always thinking. And when you get out on that range, fast is really going to hurt you, especially when you have somebody behind you like you trying to effectively eliminate some of the mistakes or the bad habits that you've developed over the years. Now, my tactical training was designed that way at multiple attackers, and we never focused on the smoothness of that pull. And I would like the listener to hear what, you know, how you worked with me to correct that and the end result of that, and go ahead and be honest, brother.
The thing about learning is that we have to learn very slowly. You have to do the walk before you can run thing. And so to learn the techniques properly, to get all our skills wired in mentally, what we have to do is take it very slow. And in the beginning, we have to consciously think about each step of the process. So if we're performing an empty reload, we have to go very slow and smooth and think about each step of that reload. Eventually, after we do it, you know, 10,000 times, it becomes a subconscious process, and you just think reload. The subconscious mind takes over and performs that task. But to learn it properly and get it wired into our mind the right way, we have to start out learning slow.
And each individual weapon is going to react on that trigger press and that reset differently. And I watched you and Tom Gresham today talk about that. And, of course, being very fresh in my mind from having attended that with you on Thursday, it was really fun to watch that episode because it's what you and I covered together. And it was a couple of the things that I had to focus on. Now, that Smith & Wesson M&P is going to react on that trigger reset differently than the Glock, and certainly a lot different than on that Ruger LCP that we watched on the episode today.
Yes, sir. Each pistol is going to be different. And what we want to do when we talk about trigger reset is once we press that trigger and the shot fires, then we want to let the trigger far enough forward so everything re-engages inside the pistol, resets, and it's ready to shoot again, versus letting all the slack out of the trigger or letting our finger bounce off the trigger is what I call it. And then if you have to shoot again, which if you're fighting with a pistol, you'll probably have to fire multiple shots, taking the slack back out of that trigger or rushing to get your finger on the trigger is probably going to cause you to jerk, slap the trigger, and your shot's not going to go where it needs to go. So the trigger reset is the key to shooting multiple shots accurately in the shortest amount of time possible.
And I think I lived that with you because that is the most important fundamental that I took away from Thursday from the pistol portion that we did. And I believe that my mind, and I have done some dry fire practice since then, and I've been focusing on that. And you know, when you do focus on that, you can get the shot off quicker. You can react better to the recoil. Tiger, I got an email, actually, an email here at Market Armed American Radio from Rob Dulcek. Rob, I hope I'm saying your name right, but listen to this one, Tiger. Mark, thanks for making this show a reality. I love listening to it on the internet here in Orlando. You are absolutely right that surviving the fight is 90% mental and 10% physical. I was in Mumbai, India, trapped in the Oberoi Hotel last Thanksgiving while there on business. I spent 10 hours trying to stay alive, avoiding the threat and evade the Pakistani terrorists that had control of the hotel and were trying to kill me. If it was not for the extreme mental focus that I had to put on survival, I may not be here today. Thank God I am alive today and live in this great country where we have the right to bear arms. Great show. Thanks. That's Rob. That's powerful stuff right there.
Yeah, that is. That would be a perfect example of what we're talking about. Even if you're not armed with a weapon, you've still got to be thinking clearly and processing through the problem in order to survive any type incident.
Amen to that. We've got a Twitter in here, tweet in here. I'm still getting used to saying that, Tiger. Bear with me. Feel free to laugh at me anytime you want. Crusader CEO, absolutely carry the gun you're comfortable with, whatever size it may be. Just dress for it properly, which is an echo to the conversation, I believe, on the Ruger LCP. I got this in from Gene Comar, and I'm going to read this and defer this to you. Mark, I've heard that Plus P ammo and others make a 9mm handgun as formidable as a .40 caliber. Do you believe this to be true? Also, what is the best 9mm ammo for self-defense and concealed carry? Thanks and keep up the good work, Gene Comar. And that's from Gene in Frisco, Texas. So we're all over the country tonight, and I'm going to throw that at you. I don't want to get into the caliber debate with you, Tiger, and put you on the spot, but what do you think about that?
I don't get into the caliber debate thing either. The key is that there's so many effective rounds out there now. You want to pick a round that has good feedback as far as performance and all that stuff. There's plenty of documentation out there to look up and see how it's going to perform. And regardless of what round you eventually pick, you want to make sure it's functioning in your pistol properly, that it's not going to create any malfunctions or something like that, that it's completely reliable. And then, again, it's not as much about caliber as it is about placing those shots where they need to go to stop the threat.
You know, I have mentioned on this program before that I was watching an episode of, it was on the Military Channel, and I don't recall the name of the program. I wish I could let the listener know what it was, maybe look it up and pick it up on demand, but it was some Navy SEAL buds training. And the interviewer, while the SEALs were out at night doing their training, said to their commander, to their squad leader, he said, you know, what are your thoughts on the U.S. military moving from the 1911 45 caliber to the Beretta M9 and the 9mm? And he said, sir, and this was, you see this, I believe it was on the Discovery Channel, actually. And he said, sir, if I put two in your chest and one in your forehead, it isn't going to matter much what caliber it is.
There you go.
And there you go, right, to shot placement there. So, you know, the caliber debates, Tiger, you were mentioning to me the other day that, you know, is the 9mm formidable? A lot of people don't think so. We can read cases of law enforcement having put 17 rounds into an individual who still stays in the fight. It's mind-boggling, and that's going to depend on a lot of factors.
Yeah, it's, if people, when they go hunting and they shoot a deer and the deer runs 300, 400 yards before it decides that it's dead, people can react the same way. You might shoot them, and they might not really care what caliber you're shooting them with. They're either mentally dedicated or they're on drugs or alcohol, and there's really no way to predict how the threat's going to react to what you're shooting, which is why we work on engaging the different zones of the body until we get compliance.
Yeah, when we come back from the break, we're going to start getting into a little bit more detail here with you. I would like to cover some topics in your book because it's brilliant, and the way it's written, well, I tell you what, is really something. It was a great read. I couldn't put it down. So hang around. Don't change the dial. You're on the Armed American Radio Network, and we'll be right back with Tiger McKee of Shoot Right Academy.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
The credit card companies have received government bailouts, and you're still struggling to make ends meet. If you are behind on your credit card payments, call for powerful, free information and consultation from Financial Freedom of America. The facts are, Financial Freedom of America can show you how to cut your credit card debt in half, and the credit card companies are willing to negotiate for less than what you owe. So now is the time to act. If you need a partner to work on your behalf, call now to get maximum savings off your debts. Financial Freedom of America settled over $27 million in credit card debt last year alone. They can do the same for you. It all starts with a free 10-minute personal and confidential consultation. There is no cost or obligation to find out about this life-changing program. Individual results may vary, not available in all states. So call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191. If you need a personal bailout, call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191.
Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Walters, the Ordinary Guy columnist with Concealed Carry Magazine, the official publication of the United States Concealed Carry Association. And we are embroiled in a great conversation with expert trainer, very renowned trainer, and all-around super nice guy, Tiger McKee from Shoot Right Firearms Academy in Langston, Alabama, and I highly recommend that you check that out. Tiger, let's go ahead real quick and plug out some emails and some information on your book so people know where to find you and how to get to you, okay?
Yes, sir.
What's the website address?
Our website is ShootRight, ShootRite, .org.
And the book, which is absolutely amazing, is The Book of Two Guns, The Martial Art of the 1911 Pistol and AR Carbine. Tiger, I want you to tell the listeners the story here on this book because it's unusual in its presentation. These are notes. These are handwritten notes that you made over many, many, many years of training from some of the best in the business, including Clint Smith. And I know you've worked with Gabe Suarez and Force on Force and some of the things that you put together. Tell us how the book came about because it's a great read.
When I decided to start attending training and working as an instructor and everything, what I did was kept a diary of every class and everything I worked on, thought about, or practiced. So for about 10 years, I just kept a handwritten diary, wrote notes, got stuff from classes from people that I thought was good, some of my own ideas that I plugged in there, and then actually just drew illustrations to show what I was talking about to keep that stuff fresh in my mind. And so when I was working and teaching at Thunder Ranch when it was out in Texas with Clint Smith, I actually left it on the counter of the bunkhouse one day. He saw it and suggested that I publish it and that I publish it just like it was in my handwriting with my hand-drawn illustrations. And he's sort of a smart man, so I tend to try to pay attention to that.
No doubt about that. He's the best in the business. And the book is exactly as you describe it. It is, and I'm looking at a copy of it right here. It is written in your longhand, I guess. And I have to ask you this. Did you draw all of these pictures in here?
Yes, sir.
Hey, you got a good eye for drawing, too. We're not talking about stick people here. So.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it artwork, but it gets the point across of what we're talking about.
It works, and the diagrams flow very well, and you have some amazing quotes from some of the great, they go all the way back to the Greeks, 500 B.C., and I'll look through there and dig that up in a second. We do have another email come in to us tonight, Tiger. I want to ask you this one, because this comes from a longtime listener, Ed Rouse. We've adopted his son, Samuel, who is with the 11th Marine Expeditionary Unit right now, fighting on our behalf, keeping us free. And Ed and his family and Samuel, we know you're getting a CD of all the broadcasts, and we appreciate you and your entire platoon, wherever you may be, fighting on our behalf, listening to the broadcast. We love it. We appreciate it, and we're thinking about you. His father asks, Mark, what is the recommendation of carrying around in the chamber? Now, the reason that's a good question for me right now, Tiger, is because last week we got into a long, lengthy discussion about the 1911 and some of the holster options that don't allow the gun to be cocked and locked. And that is what you're carrying, probably have it on your side right now. So
yes,
let me
sir.
Defer that to you.
Well, with the 1911, that's the way it was designed to be carried, with a round in the chamber, the hammer cocked, and then, of course, your safety on. The only other option for carry would be to carry it without a round in the chamber. You've got a loaded magazine in the pistol. But then if you do need that pistol for self-defense, you're going to have to cycle that slide, actually feed a round into the chamber. And the one thing that we know about confrontations and violent fights and that type of stuff is that time is a very precious commodity. You may not have time to get around into that chamber.
Well, that kind of makes the shoulder holster, as I've mentioned before, that I have two very beautiful Miami Classic rigs from Galco. They serve their purpose. It's not something that I would prefer to carry in on a daily basis, obviously, for a lot of different reasons. But it's not an open holster. It's not an open rig, and it is not designed. In fact, their literature says that the holster is not designed to carry the gun in the cocked position. And most people think that 1911 is very intimidating when they see it cocked and locked, and because they don't understand it. What they're looking at, essentially, without getting into a lot of specifics, is they're looking at what their Glock looks like on the inside.
Exactly.
On the outside. Am I right?
Yes, sir.
So that, don't be afraid to carry that gun cocked and locked. It is very safe, and we won't waste a lot of time with that. Go back into another quote from your book. Keep moving around. A moving target is harder to hit even if you are caught out in the open. It is generally better to move toward your left due to the tendency of most people to milk, quote-unquote, their shots low and left. Very interesting. Have you seen that in your training?
Well, if you're a right-handed shooter and you sort of jerk the trigger and you anticipate the recoil and all those bad things that will happen if we're not concentrating, most people are going to throw their shots low and left. So if I'm facing a threat, I know his shots are going to go to his left. If I can move in the opposite direction, that may give me an advantage. Now, the key there also is the environment may not allow you to do this stuff. So what I've done in the book, there's a lot of different tips and techniques in there. The situation is going to determine what's going to be your best response for that situation. In a fight, basically what we're looking at is you're problem solving only at high speed. So you're presented a problem, you have a short amount of time to come up with a solution to that problem and then implement that action. So we want to have our toolbox packed with as much as we can possibly know and learn and all that, and then we can make the best choice from our toolbox as to what's going to be the best solution to the problem that we're faced with.
Amen to that, and I highly recommend that you go out and take a look at this. I believe it is season 4 right now that's running on the Outdoor Channel of Personal Defense TV, and it's a very powerful program. Your skill sets and the things that you teach are extremely informative, and they're not easy to do, and I don't think, I understand that folks have a difficult time sometimes getting out to some of these classes. Time is very tight. People have jobs. They've got families. It's expensive. The price of ammo is going through the roof. But, boy, I'll tell you what, if you have an opportunity to get to your place or to get to the ranch, regardless of where you may be, if you live in that area, or if you have the opportunity to get to gun sight, well, you walk away from there really humbled. I can tell you that for certain. I want to switch gears for a second because we did some carbine, some work as well. Not an awful lot. And, oh, boy, did I learn a heck of a lot on that. And I'm looking at an article that you wrote, and it says, after working with the AR for almost 30 years, attending and teaching a lot of rifle classes, I finally determined how an AR rifle should be configured for self-defense or patrol applications. Instead of the common trends associated with today's AR, heavy barrels, bulky handguards with sharp cornered rails, vertical foregrips, tactical slings, collapsible stocks, folding sights, complicated lights, my vision for the AR is more of a minimalist approach, a reflection of the M16 AR's original concepts. Tiger, were you writing about my weapon?
Pretty much, yeah. And, you know, don't feel too bad, because that's sort of a common trend, is that people really don't understand how to use that weapon properly. They've never been given the opportunity to have to manipulate that rifle while they're moving and issuing verbal commands to the threat, trying to use cover and all this other stuff we need to do in a fight. That thing can get heavy really quick. The simpler the rifle is, the easier it is to use, the less complicated it is, the less you have to think about working your weapon, which means you can focus on the task at hand, which is the threat.
And I would like to add to that everything that you just mentioned regarding the weight of the AR happened to me while on your range deck. Everything from it, including the grip, where, as you remember, it, you know, it'll tear your finger up. The weight of the weapon got in the way. And I liken that description. I think the best analogy that I can come up with, Tiger, is it's akin to anybody who has swung a baseball bat with a donut on it and then picked up that aluminum bat next to it. They feel like they can throw it out into center field. The difference in your rifle and my rifle was, I mean, you know, almost indescribable. And, it, you know, I bought mine that way. And, boy, it sure does look cool, though, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. It looks really good in photographs.
It does. It looks fantastic in photographs. But I am going to make some changes to that. Tiger, we've got about 30 seconds before we hear some really cool Ted Nugent music, and then we have to go ahead and wind up this hour. Can you stick around with us for the beginning of the second hour?
Definitely.
And we can come back? Beautiful. I want everybody to know, I want to thank you, Tiger, for the first hour, and I want to let everybody know that they can go to shootright.org. Did I get that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and pick up information, and we'll talk in the second hour in a little bit more detail. But you can also pick up the Book of Two Guns, The Martial Art of the 1911 Pistol and AR Carbine. And that's not something that you have to focus just on the AR or the 1911. It functions, this book functions for every pistol. So stick around. Next hour's coming right up. You're on the Armed American Radio Network, and we will be back, oh, I don't know, I'm going to guess about, if my producer's telling me right, probably about 15 seconds. So stick around. Don't change the dial. We'll be right back after these messages with Tiger McKee, Kathy Jackson, Skip Coriel. It's going to be a great broadcast. We'll see you in just a couple minutes.
Been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Come again now, baby.